Hello, everybody, on Blind Cool Tech. This is Brandon Heinrich, along with my dear cousin, Kyle Heinrich. And today, we are going to be doing a podcast together on the D-Link USB Skype phone adapter, model number DPH50U. And what we're going to do is show you the program itself, as well as show you a few samples. Oh, loudspeaker.
Accounting, dial line one. Accounting, line one.
Okay, anyway, what we're going to actually do is demonstrate the D-Link, show you the accessibility that it has. The interface is very accessible. And we're going to provide you with a physical description of the unit. And we're also going to do a couple test calls to different people just to see how they think it sounds. And then we'll paste the sample recordings into the podcast and you'll be able to see how this works. Now, this device is being installed in the public relations office because Kyle is one of the managers of the public relations department here at Tudor Rylage. And for those of you who don't know what Tudor Rylage is, I own this company and produces tutorials that educate sighted people about technology.
Dawn, please dial 124. Dawn, 124, please. Thank you.
Occasionally you will hear that. We produce tutorials that educate sighted people about our technology. And you can find us at our website, and I will give you the website at the end of the podcast. So now I'm going to turn the floor over to Kyle, who is going to give a physical description before he goes downstairs and checks on one of the other PCs that we are doing IT work on, because as well as being part of our public relations staff, Kyle is also an IT specialist here at Tudor Rylage, and he's currently installing an operating system on one of the other computers.
Okay, so the D-Link DPH50U is fairly easy to actually connect to your computer. First of all, in the back is a USB port cable. It goes directly from the back to the back of the computer. Then there's two jacks on the side. One comes from the phone line to your house into the D-Link, and then the other one goes from the D-Link to the phone. The thing with that is you have to make sure that the ports are on the left side of the unit. Make sure the D-Link thing is facing up, and then the one closest to you goes to the phone. The one farthest back goes to it goes from the wall to the actual unit. And that pretty much is it. I'll hand the mic back to Brandon.
And the other thing that I'd like to discuss with you is installation before we actually get into the configuration of this unit. This is quite straightforward to install. It's just pretty simple. It's like any other application. Except for the fact that there is a little bit of a change here, which maybe you don't realize, but what you have to do is you have to unplug your DPH50U unit, and actually not plug it in until the installation prompts you to. So this is going to be a little bit of trouble. If you don't listen to this podcast, you probably will not know what to do, and I hope this podcast is going to be a great guide for you, except for the announcements that come through. And I did hint that you would hear the loudspeaker occasionally, because it is a busy time on Saturdays here at the office. We are getting things together and etc. So it will be busy, but we will have to have our patience allow us to still use this time to make announcements, because nobody's going to stop making announcements just because we're doing a tutorial. Anyway, that made absolutely no sense what I just said. This device is about the size of my palm. Right, you could say it's about the size of my palm, right?
Your hand. Your hand, I guess.
What about that 2000 installation?
It should still be going.
Maybe want to give it a minute and check it, yeah. Anyway, sorry about that. This is a device that pretty much can fit in your laptop case, so if you travel, you can bring your D-Link USB Skype phone adapter with you whenever you travel, and be able to take it with you. on trips and be able to use it out and abroad in the world. And you can, I mean, if you have a small enough phone that has a cordless phone, it's just in a standard analog phone, you would have to put that in your case with your D-Link USB Skype phone adapter, whether you put it in the same bag or you do.
Get me to the front desk, please. Get me to the front desk. Thank you.
Okay. So if you wanted to travel abroad, you could very easily do that with this device. It's not like the Action Tecpo Sky Call Center that looks like one of those external modems, and it's a lot more expensive. It's like $69, whereas this was $20 at Radio Shack. And it was available in the store, so you didn't have to order it online. Even if some of you choose to, you don't have to. Had a little bit of trouble installing it on this particular machine in Kyle's office here because of the fact that it decided it did not want to configure with my device, with this device. The setup files.
Excuse me. Thank you.
Yep.
No problem. No need. What we're going to do is we're going to actually show you the configuration now. Ooh, and I tapped the microphone at the same time. So yeah, it did not want to cooperate when we installed it. It did not want to come up with... Kyle, maybe you can explain to them what it did.
I don't know what it did.
Remember when you...
Yeah, I was downstairs and told me it is. The 2000.
Oh. Well, it was basically... not allowing us to install the hardware and stuff like that, so. Okay, so I'm going to actually get into configuring this now. Now, the computer's not on stereo mix because of the fact that, I didn't put it on stereo mix and I don't have the patience to go and do that now. So, I'm going to sit down at the computer and I'm going to show you, first of all, the program broke in the start menu, so I'm going to press the Windows key.
Start menu, install Alter is local recovery. To move through items, press up or down arrow I.
This is a little bit faster, the JAWS. This was my old machine before I got my laptop.
May I have your attention, please? Whoever borrowed the closed circuit TV from the training department, please return it to the training department immediately. Whoever borrowed the closed circuit TV from the training department, please return it immediately to the training department. Thank you.
Anyway, so I'm going to press P for programs.
Program submenu, accessory submenu A. D-Link USB phone adapter submenu B.
And you arrow up to D-Link USB Sky phone USB phone adapter, because if it's the most recent thing you've installed, you have.
Configure C.
Configure.
DPH50U utility D.
DPH50U utility.
Read me R.
Read me.
Uninstall U.
Uninstall. So I'm going to go.
Configure C.
To configure. Now, you could do this through the system tray too, and I'm going to show you how.
Leaving menus. JAWS dialog. Select the system tray icon dialog. List box. Adapter connected. Skype connected. To move to an item, press the arrow keys.
So the adapter connected, Skype connected thing is for if you decide to go through the system tray, and I'm going to actually.
Context menu. About. To navigate, press up or down arrow A.
Go through the configuration thing.
Configure C.
I'm going to go check it now.
Okay.
Leaving menus, initiate low IP call, combo box, to change the selection, use the arrow keys, Alt plus I.
Okay, now, we are on the first icon, which is initiate low IP call, and the key combination is...
Number.
Pound. So if you pick up the phone and press pound, if the, D-Link is hooked up to a landline also. You will get the VoIP dial tone, and you will be able to go from there.
Send key, combo box, star to change the selection, use the arrow keys, Alt plus S.
Star key as soon as you've dialed your speed dial number, which we will show you how to configure speed dials in a moment if you don't know how to do that already. Once you dial your speed dial number, you press the star key and Skype just pops up and your call is placed and you hear a ringing and the person picks up. It's just like making a Skype call, except you're doing it from your standard analog phone.
Call waiting sequence combo box 1. To change the selection, use the arrow keys Alt plus W.
I have not yet played with this because it is on my D-Link in my office is not hooked up to a phone line because I have my own Skype and number. Unfortunately, this office does not have a Skype and number yet. We will be getting them Skype and numbers as soon as we can.
Conference key sequence combo box 2. To change the selection.
Basically, what I was led to believe by reading the manual is if you have a landline call on the line, or Skype call, whatever, depends on what you have, and you receive either one of the opposite calls, like if you're on a Skype call and you receive a landline call, you can conference the two in just by pressing number 2.
Soft phone type combo box Skype to change the...
Skype is your soft phone. Always leave that.
Restore defaults button to activate, press spacebar, Alt plus R.
Restore defaults.
OK button to activate, press spacebar.
And OK.
Cancel button to activate, press the general tab to switch.
Okay, so we started on the general tab.
Call forwarding tab. Call forwarding page. D-Link USB phone adapter. Call forward checkbox checked. To clear checkmark, press spacebar, Alt plus C.
Okay, and the call forwarding is set to go to another phone. Now, there's two checkboxes here. One checkbox is for your voice over IP to landline configuration. The second checkbox is for your landline to voice over IP. So evidently, if you're at another place that has Skype and you receive a call on the house line, you can obviously change it so that it will ring over on the on another Skype.
Toll bypass checkbox not checked. To check, press spacebar, Alt plus T.
I don't know what the toll bypass does.
Rings before forwarding combo box 6. To change the selection, use the arrow keys Alt plus R.
2 is the default. I have it set on 6 for this computer over here.
Number to dial, edit 16 billion.
And I'm not going to reveal that number.
16,317,000,000.
Okay.
Call forward checkbox not checked. To check, press spacebar.
The second one is unchecked. We don't want to use that.
Toll bypass disable standby hibernate checkbox checked. To clear checkmark, press spacebar.
I don't know what that does.
OK button to activate, press spacebar.
And before we hit OK, we get to the last tab.
Call forwarding tab. Call recorder tab.
Call recorder tab.
Call recorder page. Stop recording. Location read only. Edit. See / documents and settings /
Okay, now that's the file path for where it's being sent to. And the D-Link has a built-in call recorder. I don't know if I mentioned that, but it does have a built-in call recorder, so if you intend to use it, this is where you go to configure it.
Button to activate, press spacebar.
This is a browse button, it's not labeled.
Open folder button to activate, press spacebar, Alt plus O.
Open folder.
Graphic 412 button to activate, press spacebar. Start recording, read only, edit 7. Use your reading keys to read the text.
The start recording command is #7 on your phone. As soon as you pick up the phone, you can hit #7 and then hit dial your speed dial number and hit star.
Stop recording, read only, edit 8. Use your reading keys to read.
#8 is the stop recording.
James, we need your help. The UPS man has just delivered all the Dell PCs. We need you to help take them out. Thank you.
Okay.
Record all calls checkbox checked. To clear checkmark, press spacebar, Alt plus A.
We have this checked.
3:35 p.m. OK button to act.
Checking the time quick.
Audacity.
And I am hitting.
Jaws.
The OK button.
Window list up. 1. Jaws.
Okay, I just wanted to close out of something here. Now you have to go into Skype and configure your device just as you want it, basically.
Select the system tray icon dot Skype online. Context menu, change status, leaving menus, Skype trademark, no.
Okay. The first thing we're going to get into.
List box. Call. Tab.
Is.
Kyle. Brandon Heinrich, not available.
speed dials. So I'm going to set speed dials for each contact on this list. So for me, when I...
Cut. Brandon Heinrich, not available.
Okay, go up to me, and you hit your applications key.
Context menu, start call sub menu to navigate, press up or down arrow, S.
And press the letter P.
Leaving menus, Skype trademark, set speed dial number, enter new speed dial number for Brandon Heinrich, edit, type in text.
And the speed dial number I'm going to type in is 1.
Skype trademark, number 198,000.
Okay.
Kyle Heinrich, offline with call forwarding.
For Kyle's home personal Skype, we're going to...
Context menus, leaving menus, Skype trademark.
Set it as 2.
Skype trademark, number 1. Samuel Wilkins, online, IMO.
He's not going to get one. Because he's not always called.
Skype test call, online, call.
For the Skype test call, we'll do...
Context menu, start call, leaving menus, Skype.
3.
3, blank. Skype.
Actually, we won't give her one either.
Edward Heinrich, this user is... Context, leaving menus, Skype trademark, set... Skype trick.
I'm just going to configure these as according.
Joe Vandermaas, off, dipstick 12, leaving menus, Skype trademark. Skype, Kevin Upsmith, contact, leaving menus, Skype trademark. Skype, Larry Scudgeon, off, context, leaving, Matthew Lawrence, offline. Matt, Satan stole my teddy bear, offline, Silver Cup Cacca, context, met, leaving menus, Skype trademark. Skype trademark, Stephen Nevin, offline. Teresa Redlane, this user is not, context. Skype, offline. Teresa Redlane, offline. Brandon Heinrich, not available. I got a Skype phone.
Okay, and I have configured my, speed dials for this particular computer.
JAWS. Audacity.
Now we're going to get into the, audio setup for Skype, and this is going to be crucial. I'm going to explain what you should do and what you shouldn't do in audio and sounds, etc. So I'm going to get back to Skype.
Desktop, search, spyware, Skype. Skype. Skype trademark, number 190.
Okay. I'm going to press Alt-T to get to Tools.
Menu bar, Tools menu, add a contact, Options, P.
Options.
Leaving menus. To move through or expand items, use the arrow keys. Skype trademark, Options dialog, General settings.
General settings, we don't need that because of the fact that the general settings don't have anything to do with this.
Audio settings.
Audio settings.
Microphone combo box, D-Link virtual audio device.
You have to make sure your audio device is set to the D-Link virtual audio device.
Options 3, sounds, ringtone.
Oh.
Let's Skype with speakers combo box, D-Link virtual audio device.
Speakers should also be, and the ringing.
Ringing combo box, SoundMax digital audio.
Should also be, now, SoundMax digital audio, should not be your D-Link audio device, because if you change it, you're not going to hear any of the Skype warning sounds, like the file transfer is complete, etc. If you don't change it, you'll hear those sounds, but it will still ring over here on the phone. It's not like Skype phones where it won't ring at all.
Ring PC speaker checkbox checked.
Yeah, okay, but it's not going to do anything, so we'll just leave it.
Options preview.
Sounds,
ringtone.
Now you have to go down here to sounds.
Select which events play a sound, ringtone, not checked.
The ringtone should not be checked because, and here's why. If you have your ringtone checked, you're going to find that both things are ringing. Now, I don't think...
Play button.
And the real phone are going to be appealing to you because of the fact that, the phone rings like a normal phone.
Reset the default. Import sound. Cancel. Mm-hmm. Select which events. Dial tone. Ring. Option. Video settings. Privacy setting. Block user. Notific. Alerts. Sound. Call settings. Call forwarding.
Okay, so we're going to change our call forwarding settings.
Forward calls when I'm not on Skype. Checkbox checked. Not checked.
I'm going to uncheck it because originally it had been forwarded without using the D-Link.
Add more numbers, save button. Skype trademark.
And that is all you have to change. So, we're going to leave Kyle up here, and Kyle's going to do a sort of test run. We're going to do a sort of test run with this D-Link to show you how this works. And Kyle, while you are not in the room, I configured the speed dials. So everybody is set to their preferred speed dial, and I'm speed dial number one. So during this particular test, you're going to have to give me a couple of buzzes. And then I'm going to come up here when we're all finished. And I'm going to call Tell Me, because I think that will be a great test for Skype out using Tell Me. So I'm going to go downstairs quick into my office and call from my laptop. So when Kyle hears the phone ring, hopefully he'll get up and pick it up. I left my D-Link at home. I'm stealing this. The cyberacoustic headset. Oh, D-Link's about to fall off the table. No, it's okay.
It's okay.
Well, no. It's not okay that it's gonna fall, but it's okay because I saved it. My battery's probably dead, so...
Phone will ring, I will hopefully pick it up.
Context menu, system menu, context menu, restore systems, Skype trademark, number 198,000. Incoming call.
And it should ring. And I'll pick it up when I feel like it.
Start my video. Call ended. Incoming call. Start my video. Call ended.
Huh. It seems to be acting up now.
Brandon Heinrich online Skype trademark chat. Show messages from this conversation today this week last third. Brandon Steve Nevin says IDD times. Brandon Steve Nevin says who?
Now I shall pick it up. picked it up, and it didn't. It said it was talking to you. It said call duration, start my video, and then you hung up. Okay. I'll wait till you come back up. So he wants me to now do a call, test call to him. So I would pick it up. Hold on, I have to ask him again, I forgot.
Hey. Cram and Steve Nevin says, I'll do all that again. Brandon.
So you'd pick up the phone, dial the number of that person, which is, in this case, 1*.
Skype trademark, number 198,056.
And it will ring.
Start my video.
Hi. Okay. You mean down here? Fine.
Start my video.
Goodbye. Goodbye. And if you're wondering, it does make a very strange noise, the D-Link. Listen. When you pick it up, it will do...
Audacity.
And when you hang it up, it will go. Very interesting. Very interesting. Come in.
Hello.
Alright, so I'll go down and...
Go get 2,000 squared away. Just put the speakers up so I can maybe hear it. I'll leave the door open. Okay, so what I'm going to do now that you had that little fiasco, I am going to place a call to tell me.
Audacity. Skype trademark. I beam Brandon Heinrich online Skype. Audacity.
Okay, now that Audacity came up when I didn't want it to. Okay, so the way you make a Skype out call, now that we've established how to dial the number, dial a speed dial number, you're going to pick up the phone. This was just done. And you're going to press 00. Okay, now the number for tell me is 1-800-555-8355. Now you hit the star key.
Skype trademark, number 198,056.
And Skype is coming up here on the screen. I'll close it.
Okay.
Weather. Okay, I'm gonna hang it up.
Skype trademark number 198,056.
Okay, and I hung it up. So that should give you an idea as to how to use this device. If you have any questions, please feel free to contact me here at Tudor Rylage, and I will be delighted to return your question. I will give you my contact information. The address for my email is TREDLEIN, as in Nancy, @optonline.net. And that same address actually applies for my MSN and Yahoo instant messaging addresses. If you would like to contact me on Skype, you may do so by contacting Brandon Heinrich, that's B-R-A-N-D-O-N, H-E-I-N-R-I-C-H, 313. That's all one word. And my AOL Instant Messenger address is WINTER, capital C, lowercase l, and the number 7. If you would like to check out our website, please feel free to do so at http://www.freewebs.com/TUTORIALOJ. Thank you very much for listening to this podcast. On behalf of myself, Kyle, and all the members of Tutor Ilage, thank you for listening to this podcast. Goodbye, Blind Cold Tech.